This is Birthday Skin. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Amy. And this is a podcast where we try and make the confusing world of skincare as simple as possible.
Every week, we will give you plenty of tips, advice, and product recommendations by doing in-depth research and speaking to the experts to make sure that what we're telling you is the truth.
Because, let's face it, we're not dermatologists. We're just obsessed with skincare. And you know what? I like to think we have a laugh along the way.
So, Ames, before we get on with the episode, I just wanted to give a shout out to SkinSpace because they are our brand new sponsor.
How exciting.
Super exciting.
So, skinspace.co is a brand new website that specialises in just skincare. So if you want to go and find your new obsession, please do check it out. It's all super affordable. Mm-hmm. And not only is it offering you all the latest cult and niche brands, it's also giving you the best point scheme.
It is insane. So you know when you go into a shop and you've got your points card, and once you've handed over your hard-earned cash, you eventually get something back at Christmas.
When you've spent £1 million.
Exactly. Well, with SkinSpace, you don't actually have to just buy products for points. You obviously will get them when you purchase something, but you can also earn points by doing things like referring friends and leaving product reviews. So you don't always have to part with your money, you know? Just making it extra affordable.
Amazing. Do rack up your points because it's always worth it.
Exactly. So if you want to start earning some points, head to skinspace.co. Hello, Ames.
Hello.
All right?
Yeah, a bit tired, but I'm all right.
Oh, you'll get over it.
Yeah, we'll get
over
it.
I might wake you up. Shall I do some yodeling? Will that help?
No, please do not.
Yodeling.
Please don't. Please.
Maybe you should listen to our sleeps. God. Maybe I'm tired. Our sleep episodes.
I don't think that would really wake me up, to be honest. Oh. Think I need a big fat coffee.
Get yourself a big fat coffee.
Coffee.
Think I had a coffee this morning. It's giving me a full day's bellyache, so I'm going to avoid that for a while.
Oh, the big one.
I had a big fat coffee and it did not help. That's for sure.
Did it go straight through you?
No, it didn't. It's still in there, rumbling around.
Oh, God, you're going to be walking home later with your bum cheeks so squeezed together.
Oh, God.
I don't want to be next to you when you're walking home.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. Before we start the episode, Ames, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who's entered our competition. We will announce the winner very soon, but basically the competition is to win a cute little tote bag with a few little goodies inside.
It's really cute.
It's a birthday skin tote bag. It's very cute.
Of course, we wouldn't give you anything. We're just going to give you an unbranded tote
bag. Yeah, it's
you
a plain tote
do
bag.
Do what you want with it.
Doodle on it. I wonder what yours would look like.
Mine would probably just be a little...
Jesus, it'd be awful.
The childhood, you know, the S that you'd make?
Yeah.
That was like, dude, if you're listening on Entail, I'll post a picture of the Superman S.
Yeah.
Or it would just be a really childish, like, dick drawing.
Yeah, I was thinking yours would be just loads of... tiny dicks,
My you know when you used to have a planner in high school?
Yeah.
I used to draw like a little dick in the corner of my mate's page, like every page. She'd be like, for fuck's sake, Amy, can you just not? Like, my mum has to sign this. And I'd be like, meh. Like, 15-year-old me, never seen a penis in my life. Just like, meh.
I know. That's what your self-customised tote bag would look like.
Yeah, just be those little dicks.
Just like you, huh? My point was...
I'm not a little dick, I'm a big dick.
My original point was, thanks for entering. You can still enter. All you have to do is leave a nice little 5-star review.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to announce the username of the person who's won the competition. So don't worry about us finding you, because we'll just announce it on a podcast episode.
Yeah, we're going to make you listen to another one.
Yeah, we're going to force you into this. And then
so easy
you just
way
have
out.
To get in touch with us, yeah. So thanks to everyone that's entered so far. Getting reviews really helps to boost us in the charts.
Yeah, it does. Want to be number one.
Exactly. And Ames, I'm going to swiftly move this on.
Do you know
why podcasts are good for you?
Why?
Because they require little to no light from a screen.
They don't. And headphones as well, not contact with the phone, with the voice.
Exactly. Well, I have Bluetooth headphones, but we'll just ignore that.
Yeah, you that's know, what whole... I meant. You wouldn't, like, you're not holding the phone up to your face like this to listen to it.
Yeah, no, I know, but, oh, yeah. Well, I meant, God, get with it, woman.
I know you just wanted to tell everybody you've got Bluetooth headphones, right?
I've got
just
because
mine broke, okay?
RIP. No, what I'm trying to say is this episode is about screens and your skin.
How your which phone is something we never thought
we'd.
It.
Yeah, something we never thought we'd be speaking about, to be perfectly honest. However, what I'm saying is listening to podcasts is good because you don't need to look at it, do you? You just have to listen. Mm-hmm. But if you're listening through Bluetooth headphones and you're getting some weird like wavelength running through your head from them, so just plug in.
I'd really like to think people are looking at the little icon every now and then, because if you've not actually noticed, it's a great pride of mine.
Yeah.
That the eye
on top skin. Of
the on top of the dot on top of the eye for skin is also the bottom of the Y.
Yeah.
And if you haven't noticed that before, you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
Thank me later.
Nope.
Genius.
You are a genius, and that is why you are a designer.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Ames, shall we get on with it?
We shall. Yeah, you said it was something that we'd never done before, isn't it? But you sent me a little article.
So what we are going to... When we started Birthday Skin, we always intended to take articles that were kind of bullshit and just tear them to shreds and just kind of be like, yeah, this is the truth, this is a lie.
Like Foreskin Facial. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. We did a little mini-sode on the Foreskin Facial.
Absolutely. It was a baby Foreskin. If you've not listened
Stop
to that,
it.
Please
Stop.
Listen.
Blah.
But yeah.
But yeah, basically, what we always intended to do was just pull headlines apart.
You get a lot, though, don't you? Like a lot of
absolutely
fucking ridiculous headlines that you read. But obviously, if you're not into skincare or don't know how, like, things work or don't know what's...
Yeah.
You know, you're just not interested in the topic.
Yeah.
I can imagine people would
believe
them. Yeah.
They're so stupid sometimes.
Like, the one that you've seen...
It's just absurd.
Well, I'll let you go into more depth about that.
So, I was thinking, right, what should we do this week? Let's have a look and see what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just put skincare into Google... I went on the news tab.
I'd like to let everybody know that that's not how we come up with every... That's not how we come up with every episode.
No, it's most skincare. Definitely not. Skincare. Google. What is skincare?
Wikipedia. Skincare.
Could you imagine? Yeah, so I was a bit like, we'll see what's going on. Like, what's the latest news? What's the latest fad? You know, we kind of, we're really into skincare. So what's people that's, like you said, aren't too into skincare? What are they consuming?
Mm.
And the latest hit was a really shit article written by The Sun.
Oh, would you expect anything less?
I know. And if you are in America, because I know that 41% of you are.
Oh, hello,
yes.
My American
hello,
friends.
Hello, stats.
Hello.
The Sun is a really shitty newspaper in the UK, and they just tell lies. And basically, I was like, I saw this headline, and I was like, please to Lord, if that isn't The Sun, then whoever is copying their clickbait, they also need to get in the bin. And the headline goes...
Go on. Enlighten me. Ha, no pun intended. That just came off the top of my head.
So it goes, taking selfies can speed up, in capital letters. The Sun really enjoy capital letters. In fact, you know what? I've not even done it justice. The pun before it is selfie induced.
Oh.
And then it says, taking selfies can, capital letters, speed up. The aging process because of the blue light, skincare expert claims.
Who is the skincare expert? Is she the one that also said that your pores open and close?
Probably, yes. You know what? They have named her. But, right, okay, we're not going to go into that just yet because it turns out that this is just a really shitty article and it's going to make people scared that they're going to get old by looking at their phones because of the blue light. So I carry on reading, I'm a bit like, but and then it says, confession time, when it comes to getting that picture-perfect selfie, we roughly take about 100 shots before selecting the best one.
Who does that?
Birthday Skin IRL does that.
Yeah, but like, for product shots, selfies, come on, 50 mags.
Yeah, 35. Nah, that's maybe,
Although, 35. You know the latest selfie I uploaded on my personal account?
Mm.
Which is like me with like, I'm like probably like, first time.
Oh,
that
fucking hell, well done.
I know.
I didn't need to swear then, sorry. That
went in the bathroom and basically touched myself up after doing that first time. not to sound big-headed, but it's, I think it's a good selfie.
It is pretty smoking.
Quite catfishy though, so.
Yeah.
You'll all see me now.
If you're listening, no, I'm joking.
Get lost.
Anyway, yeah, well done, Ames. I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
So essentially, the article goes on to just say there's been some research conducted and it's found that the blue light from our phones can help to cause our skin to deteriorate faster. And I decided to do my own research on this because I thought, well, you know what? We're always being told that blue light is bad. You know, you can get your glasses covered with an anti-blue light film because it's better for your eyes. And you shouldn't be looking at your phone before you go to bed because of the blue light. It's going to keep you awake.
Yeah, it's definitely not something that is extinct. Like, it's not...
It's not made up.
No, it's not. Like, it's definitely... There's true aspects of it. But is it really as bad as they're making out? Is it really making your skin deteriorate? Like, it's literally falling off your face.
Yeah, weird, isn't it? Mm. So I started looking into it. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to pitch this up. I'm going to package it, pitch it to Ames and see what she thinks.
Go, bitch, go.
I mean, you said yes, which is why we're here. So...
I said yes.
You said yes. happily married. Uh-huh. So anyway, started looking into it, Ames, and it turns out that the blue light that we all get told and warned about is called HEV light. So it's high energy visible light, aka blue light. So it's basically the light that's emitted from our screens and phones and things like that. And actually turns out that there is some truth in this statement. Oh. It's just they decided to package it up as selfies are killing us.
Yeah. Essentially. Selfies will make the human race extinct.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some people that take too many selfies really do need to be extinct, but oh well. That's basically us.
They'll be there until they die, just taking selfies.
Well, I'm thinking when I have kids, I'll be like, this is what your mum looked like before she had you.
Yeah, you ruined this.
You've ruined me.
You've ruined me upstairs and downstairs.
And mentally, yeah.
Honestly, I know this is so off topic. I'm so scared of what my pelvic floor is going to be like after I have kids.
Any pregnant women, get in touch and just give us some tips on what we need to do now.
Disclaimer, none of us are pregnant. No. We're not pregnant. But my mum, she'll cough and go, oh, just piss myself. I'm like, oh.
Mom. My mum must have crossed her legs when she sneezes because she pees herself.
See, it's so common. I don't want to piss myself. I want to have kids in like probably the next 5 to 7 years. Yeah. But I also don't want to be pissing myself in the next 5 to 7 years. I'm still young.
Well, maybe that could be a birthday skin special episode. Who knows?
Girls who piss themselves.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. We've moved on to full body.
Gross. So anyway, Ames, there is some truth in the statement. And as I was doing some research, I found there's actually some brands that have also written articles on this.
Oh.
And Dr. Murad.
Ooh.
Of Murad Skincare, yes.
Hello.
Yes. The influential dermatologist behind Murad, the skincare brand, actually was quoted saying, spending 4 8-hour workdays in front of a computer exposes you to the same amount of energy as 20 minutes in the midday sun. To put this into perspective, 7 minutes of sun exposure at 1 p.m. is powerful enough to induce immediate tanning.
What? That's us fucked then.
So basically...
We're sat in front of our screens all day.
Yeah, I am. And then I go home and I edit this.
Mm, go home, watch Netflix.
Yeah. We're absolutely fucked. Yeah. It's a shame I'm not getting a nice tan from my screen.
I know,
though,
yeah, hey? Imagine that.
So basically... I know that sounds like we're causing UV damage to our skin by looking at our phones. That isn't the point that he's making. He's basically just saying that the light energy can be equivalent to sun damage. And that is because of something called oxidative stress. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Oxidative. 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 It's probably oxidative.
Yeah, oxidative
stress. Yeah, that sounds like it should be right. Which is essentially an imbalance between the production of free radicals and the ability for us to actually counteract them.
Oh.
So we've spoken about free radicals before, haven't we? Mm-hmm. And essentially, it's things like pollution. So Solution to Pollution, that episode that we did, go and have a listen to that because we go in depth about free radicals on that.
Yeah.
But basically, if you haven't heard that one, let's use pollution as an example. If you are living in a city and you're constantly around a lot of cars and smog and things like that, the chemicals go onto our skin, and they can damage the top layer of our skin, which then therefore can damage other layers and the cells surrounding it. So then that basically means your skin is just not very healthy. And you can buy products to counteract it. A lot of vitamin C serums help.
Yeah.
We know that we really like that Drunk Elephant one. That's a really good one for combating free radicals.
The C Firma, yeah.
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 But then also things like UV damage, UV rays are free radicals, mm-hmm. and all different things like that. So I could go into a whole load of things about it, but essentially it can just lead to skin pigmentation. So what happens is if you have loads of free radicals and they're attacking your skin strength or your skin's ability to be able to look after itself and repair itself and use its normal functions actually decreases, so then your skin in general just isn't all that healthy. So that's where things like pigmentation come into place and things yeah. like that. So you just basically have to get some products that can help fight free radicals. So that's your vitamin C, is like your C Firma, I really like the L-ascorbic acid from The Ordinary, things like that. Most of the time, if you're buying a product that claims to work against free radicals, then it will bloody plaster it left, right and centre, because yeah. that seems to be a bit of a buzzword at the minute. But I was kind of looking into other ways that we could probably help ourselves with this.
Oh, you're smiling at me. I don't know what you're about
I
to
am,
say.
Because you have no idea what's about to come. And to be honest, I don't either.
For God's sake.
Well, Ames, there's some long words that I'm going to try and say now.
I will enjoy listening to you try to pronounce them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm looking at them in my notes and Christ.
You look very confused.
I am. Right. So, essentially, there's something in the Chinese licorice. Well, there's two acids and vitamins in the Chinese licorice plant. Can you see where this is going?
Right.
And they have been found to help prevent sunspots, and they've also been proved to help them kind of... I'm really nervous about saying these words, Ames.
Go on,
I'm going to make a tit out of myself.
Get Google to say them.
Not a bad idea, but I want to give them a go.
Go on then.
So basically, I was looking at the Eucerin website, you know, the brand Eucerin,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about it and how their products or a few of their products can help combat this. And they both have these two ingredients in them, which can help people who have sunspots to try and fade them, and people who don't want sunspots, it can help to prevent them with like free radical damage.
Okay.
And these two ingredients are lycochalconia.
Is that real?
Yeah. Or it could be lysochalcone A. And glycerotinic acid. Glycerotinic acid. Yeah. And basically they're both from the Chinese licorice plant. And they can be effective at helping stop damage and helping get rid of damage.
Well, if we had a Chinese licorice plant, it'd be dead in 2 days with you looking after it.
Oh, God, don't tell them, please. So she might hear from here.
Who, Ophelia?
Yeah.
So, you know, a bit of context to this story. Sorry, I know we're going a bit off topic, but I am a plant mother.
Yes. Don't we all know?
I love planned. So when Charlie and I moved in together, I not only moved myself in, but I also moved my like six
jungle.
Big plants in.
Jungle.
Shut up, it looks nice. Jungle. It's a little greenery. Yeah. So I have probably about seven plants, and a fair like half of them are fucking massive.
Mm-hmm.
So like I need to take care of them. So I have my little routines. I've even got like a thing that you stick in the soil.
A prod.
And it tells you whether the soil at the bottom is dry or wet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So I take quite good pride in my children.
Oh,
Charlie
God.
Has one plant. It's not that big and she fucking kills it all the time.
It's not fully dead yet.
It's nearly dead. I go on my roundup. We also have names for them.
Yeah.
I go on my roundup like Tay-Tay, Harry, Halloumi. And then I'm like, I wonder you, Ophelia. Come on, I'll look after you. Charlie's parents called Ophelia. Okay then,
she's
Ophelia.
Beautiful.
She's beautiful, but you're bloody killing her.
I know.
Do you remember when you used to light candles under her leaves and wondered why they burn?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I know.
She hates you.
I did that. I didn't mean to. I'd blown the candle out and then I moved the plant back. She didn't like it still. I'll insert a picture of Ophelia now. She's doing fine. She's got 3 new leaves and she's only just finished sprouting one.
Should we insert a picture of the whole jungle and then Ophelia on her own? So it's like an adoptive family.
Yeah. Okay, good idea.
Okay. The concrete
jungle. Ophelia is very pretty though.
She's gorgeous.
I like that she's called Ophelia.
Yeah, it's a nice name.
Don't worry, Alex always kills his plants too.
Maybe you're just not meant to be. Kyle told me that if we move in together, I'm only allowed to take 2. He can honestly piss off.
Yeah, he can.
They are my children.
I'll look after them.
Love you, but I don't think I trust you to do that. But yeah.
Yeah, so Chinese licorice plants. Maybe I'll buy you one for when as a housewarming present when you move in with Kyle.
Wow. Don't be too hasty. Don't leave me anytime soon.
Goodbye.
Please don't leave me, bitch. Like, I know where to go.
So, yeah, that's my roundup. Basically, your screen emits a blue light and there's a whole lot of science between behind UV lights and sunlights and whatever, but it's the blue light that can cause some little issues with your skin.
But it is kind of preventable.
Yeah, you can also just like change, if you're really that bothered, you can change the like your screens to like automatic night mode.
Oh,
so it'll
yeah.
turn them to more of a yellow tone and get rid of the blues and
but
stuff
it
like
it
that.
It helps you sleep better as well.
Yeah, it is better for your eyes. Like there are a lot of studies that show that you shouldn't be looking at blue light before you go to sleep and things like that. And obviously, opticians charge you an arm and a leg to put a blue light filter on the front of your glasses. So it's not bullshit. Like there is actual science, but it's just a headline made me laugh because it was saying that selfies are going to ruin your skin.
Off,
yeah.
Also, another point is if you're using these vitamin C products and stuff to fight free radicals, then you kind of...
Yeah.
Killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah,
doing
exactly.
It, doing
yeah.
it anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're doing skincare right, you don't have to worry about this.
Exactly.
Although I've got some little minging headlines. Not headlines, but I've got a minging fact.
Yeah.
Because when you say about phones harming our skin, you're obviously talking about the light being emitted from them.
Yeah.
But when I'm talking about the damage that phones can do to you, I want to touch upon the fact that they are not very clean.
They're not clean. Oh, so, my God. The amount of times you send me selfies and videos of you on the toilet, you just sat there wiping your bum after you've been on your phone and then you pick your phone back up afterwards.
I wash my hands. But anyway.
Still.
Anyway, this is my point now. Anyway, do you take a lot of phone calls in a day?
No. Do you want me to say yes for the purposes of this podcast?
Yeah.
Yes, I take at least 35.
Oh, right. He's such an important person.
So important.
But, I read a little fact that, or a little study that the University of Arizona conducted. And do you know what they found out?
What?
They found out that cell phones carry at least 10 times more bacteria than most toilet seats.
Maybe you should be sending me selfies of the toilet seat then.
I know.
Of by the toilet seat.
Absolutely disgusting.
That's disgusting.
But if you think about it, your screen, if you don't wipe it often, which admittedly I don't.
No, I don't.
I never
either.
Clean my phone.
No.
You've got all the dirt from your hands, whatever you've been touching throughout the day, all on your phone. You've got like environmental factors on your phone.
Yeah.
You've got.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And then if you're taking calls and putting that up to your face.
Well, you know
you're
what
just,
I think
you're basically
is a bit
just
gross.
Rubbing your cheek with loads of shit, which can cause breakouts and
well,
stuff.
Well, I, like, when I went to see my dog at the weekend, he rolls around in mud, he rolls around in the field, he rolls around in the garden where Mum only just picked up his poo. And then I go, fuss him. And then, I mean, I touch my own face after it, but then obviously I touch my phone as well.
Yeah.
So
and that, it just stays in there because you never wash it.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I'm not making out like I'm an absolute angel who cleans
no,
my phone
I never
because
clean
I don't.
Phone.
And it was
yeah.
shocking for me to read because obviously it's quite self-explanatory that there is going to be dirt on your phone, but
yeah.
I never thought about it like that.
Neither did I.
One little thing you can do if you are taking phone calls and pressing your phone up against your face quite often is just use headphones or earphones.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Or you could just kind of like hold the top of the phone to your ear and kind of hold the end of the phone out. So you're just resting the phone to your ear rather than your face.
Yeah, you could do. The other point I wanted to come at like... talk about is a bit of a cheesy one, but also very true.
Oh, okay.
It's more to do with how your phone, not necessarily as an item, but what you use it for,
yeah,
can upset
you. Use
you.
It for Pornhub.
No, I don't. No, I was going to tell you a really grim story then, but it's actually grim, so I'll tell you later.
But it's definitely not safe for work. Thank you, by the way, to one of our American listeners who left us a review saying definitely not safe for work, but love listening through my headphones.
I know, yeah.
I love you a lot.
I love you a lot.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point out that if you're looking at your phone, using it for Instagram and looking at loads of like social media influencers and comparing yourself to them, then that's not going to be good for you either.
No, exactly. I mean, it's not going to affect your skin, but I mean, if you follow a lot of skincare influencers and skincare pages, like, they're either one extreme or the other, and one of the extremes doesn't have many pages. So you get the ones where it's like perfect and glowy and like, oh, you look amazing.
Yeah.
And then you get the pages where it's like severe acne and severe skincare problems, and there's no kind of in between, which is what we're trying to do, because I mean, with Birthday Skin IRL, our other account, it's just pictures of us prattling about, literally no filters, not even... Well, we never edit our pictures and edit out spots or anything like that. But
oh,
I mean,
God,
like
never,
we do use filters just to make the pictures look nicer, just to enhance the way that they look. But there's not many pages that kind of advocate just embracing yourself. And I'd like to think that we do that, but not many places do. I mean, I know I look through magazines and stuff, I'm like, oh, she's got perfect skin. But if I'd have done that 10 years ago, I'd have been like, oh, she's got such nice skin, me as a teenager, all spotty.
Yeah.
And being upset about it. But then give me another 6 years and I know that it's all Photoshop. So,
oh, yeah.
Like, we are working towards better things, but you've got a really good point there.
Thank you.
Don't compare yourself. It's what's on the screen as well as whatever's been emitted from it.
You need to embrace your birthday skin.
You do. Just listen to our cellulite episode.
Yeah.
When I was on holiday, I just kept looking at all these girls and I was like, you know what? They're all so fit and every single one of us has cellulite.
Point.
And I'm looking at these girls like, you have got a banging bod. And everyone's got cellulite. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know why I get so bothered about mine.
I know, you piss me off.
I know.
You piss me off.
I mean, I'm really not asked about it. Like, after I see other people with it, I'm like, what am I bothered about? Like, and also, I agree and believe in everything I said in that episode.
It's a great episode. I think if you're feeling a bit shit, even if it's not about cellulite, it's a really nice episode to listen to kind of get your confidence back up and kind of make you appreciate what you have. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people comment on that episode. Yeah, I am really proud of that ep. But
me too.
Who knew we would ever be recording an episode that was telling us that our screens were affecting our skin?
It's really sad, isn't it?
Bizarre.
Both of the professions we're in require
us to work at a green all day. Come on, you got this.
Require.
Yeah.
Us to look at screens, whether it's phones, laptops, two screens at once.
I know. Oh, Ames, did I tell you I went to the opticians?
Oh, you... Go on.
Did I tell you? I went to the opticians.
Awful.
And one of my eyes, I have to wear a contact lens, and then the other one is the wrong shape. I've got astigmatism going on in there. So I've got a right set.
Oh, Angel.
They've only got to last me till I'm at least 85. I'm planning on living for a little bit longer than that, but you know, chuff me.
Mine are already fucked.
At least my contact lenses will be half price every month.
I know, yeah. You'll just be like,
so depressing. I might just get a reusable one or a monocle. My brother seems to find it hilarious that he thinks I should buy a monocle instead.
Well, you know what? Mm. Eyesight's in the jeans. Sam will be fucked in a few years as well.
Well, he already wears glasses.
Oh,
fantastic. I'm happy with that, though. I mean, I don't mind wearing them, but as soon as my optician like put my prescription in front of me, you know, on that big machine, fucking hell, I thought everything was in 4K. I was like, oh, my God.
Hello.
Yeah. Sometimes I am like an old person, though. I do have to close my right eye to be able to look at something in the distance.
I definitely need to upgrade my prescription, like 100%. Yeah. But
maybe I'll get a blue light filter. I'll not get any age spots around my eyes.
Someone's doing well.
Someone isn't doing well. Not you. I meant me. That sounded like a
someone
isn't doing well.
Says a girl who just went on holiday and didn't fly with Ryanair.
Hee hee, what can I say? Jet 2 was cheaper.
I love it when Jet 2 is cheaper.
Hey, woo! But yeah, I know we've spoke quite a lot in this ep about random shit, so I will be catching up with all my holiday shenanigans. I've got a few funny stories to tell.
Fantastic.
In the next step. So a bit, lovely. If you didn't want to listen to it, then now you've got an incentive to.
Yeah, woohoo.
I can talk loads of shit.
Yeah.
Cool.
I love it when you do that. Yeah.
Woo. I want to hear you talk about nothing.
Woo. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And remember, if you want to join our little tote bag competition with a few little goodies inside, then leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and we will pick 3 winners or 3 reviewers at random and we will announce the usernames on the podcast and you will have won and you just need to get in touch with us. Before we bid our final farewell, we would just like to say a massive thank you to the sponsor of this episode, who is SkinSpace. It is our brand new favourite online shop to find some amazing skincare brands. I mean, we're obsessed, right?
We are super obsessed. So if you're ready to go earn some points and learn something new and make room on your shelf for your brand new skincare child, then head over to skinspace.co and the skincare world is your oyster.
So thank you for listening and Ames, I'm going to see you in the near distant future.
Bye, bitch.
I'm joking, in the near future. Bye.
Bye.